It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Stephen Reinecke's enthusiasm and artistry have made him one of the nation's most sought-after pops conductors, composers, and arrangers. He is the music director and conductor of the New York Pops at Carnegie Hall, principal pops conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra at the JFK Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., and principal pops conductor of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. He'll be conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center for a program entitled Sophisticated Ladies, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Sophisticated Ladies is a celebration of the groundbreaking icons of American popular song, from Ella Fitzgerald to Sarah Vaughan to Dinah Washington and, of course, Billie Holiday. It is a great pleasure to welcome Maestro Stephen Reinecke to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. A great pleasure.
Hey, it's my pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much. So what brought you to this particular concert?
Oh, I've been coming up to Saratoga to perform at SPAC for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now, and I've been doing a lot of work with the Philadelphia Orchestra as a guest conductor, and it's one of my favorite summertime venues. I look forward to it every year.
And this particular program of Sophisticated Ladies, did you have a hand in programming it as well?
Oh, this is one of my concerts. I put this whole baby together.
All right.
We debuted it at Carnegie Hall, last year, 2015, we debuted this at Carnegie Hall in celebration of Billie Holiday's centennial, her 100th birth. And Ella Fitzgerald's 100th, her centennial will come up in 2017. So we're kind of smack dab in the middle of two of the great ladies of song. And it's a timeless concert anyway. It doesn't have to be a celebration of anybody's birthday to do this incredible music.
So in bringing together this incredible music, what were you looking for, and thematically, how did it turn out?
Well, what I really wanted to do was, I've done so many concerts that celebrate, the likes of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, etc., and I really wanted to put together a program, because it's the music that I love, that I listen to in my off time at home, and that was celebrating the great African-American ladies of song from the early part of the 20th, in the mid part of the 20th century. And, when I'm just cooking or having a dinner party, I always put on Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday or Sarah Vaughan, any of these great artists. And I wanted to pay tribute to those incredible ladies and the indelible mark they left on the Great American Songbook.
And given that they have so much incredible music in their individual repertoires, what is it that you are looking for to be represented in this particular concert?
Every time I put together a concert, it's as if I'm putting together my own iTunes playlist for a party in my house.
Okay.
Yet I've got a much bigger audience when we're outdoors at SPAC, and I just want to give the audience a great overview of these ladies' contribution and the incredible music they sang, But it's also, you know, it's a lot of fun. It should feel a little bit like a party. You know, of course, there's so many great ballads, but I mean, this is full of, you know, songs like Strike Up the Band, Stormy Weather, Come Rain or Come Shine, The Lady is a Tramp, Mac the Knife, One for My Baby and One More for the Road, God Bless the Child, classic Billie Holiday, Summertime. There's just so many wonderful songs in here that people will know and remember.
Tell us a little bit about the performers who you'll be working with on Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh. Three incredible ladies. All that I know from New York City and from the Broadway stages that I've worked with many times. Kapathia Jenkins she's just a force of nature. Been seen in so many musicals, Newsies. She was in the last live musical on TV, The Wiz. Montego Glover, who's Tony nominee from her work in the incredible musical Memphis, in which she starred in. Then the other is a very wonderful performer named Nikenji, and she starred in Motown most recently here on Broadway. She's actually an opera-trained singer who has turned to the Broadway stages, and she has this incredible richness to her voice and a great soulfulness. All three of these ladies are top-notch.
Do they ever sing together, or is it always solo work?
Oh, during the concert?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of... I'm just looking at the program now. Yeah, there's a couple of songs where all three of them sing together. Other than that, it's a bunch of solos featuring each of them. But there are two numbers that they all three collaborate on, which... Blues in the Night, the great Johnny Mercer song, and then an encore, which I'm not going to give away.
Excellent. So when you look at, you are, as I mentioned in the introduction, of course, you're conductor of the New York Pops, you're conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. What is the fundamental difference between a Pops orchestra and say, the Philadelphia Orchestra?
Well, in essence, it's just the repertoire is the biggest thing. I mean, the musicians are the same, and you know, they do what they do so brilliantly. But it's in the repertoire that we're able to do on the pop side of things, which I think is a lot of fun because we're able to. I always say we can do everything from Beethoven to Beyonce, because we still can play light classics with on a pops concert. You know, I do that kind of thing a lot. But we play film music, we play the Great American Songbook. Broadway music, and all the way through hip-hop. I mean, at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony, we've had the great opportunity to really crack the nut of how to do hip-hop with an orchestra. And we've worked with Nas, for example, and did his entire his album was Illmatic for an anniversary of that. And more recently, we did Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly album, which was great fun. But it's just a matter of expanding on the Great American Songbook and being able to perform repertoire that can be very current today.
What is it about the orchestra sound that works so well with standards?
It's just the expansion. Well, with the standards in particular, that is, so many of these charts were written for an orchestra. We have countless Nelson Riddle arrangements on this particular Sophisticated Ladies program. And you have all those lush strings, all the woodwind parts that he wrote for. I mean, Nelson Riddle would write for English horn and piccolo and bassoon, you know, with this type of music. And it's terrific. It sounds great. And he was the real master of arranging and orchestrating this type of music.
And audiences love it, right? I mean, these are some of the most popular programs that an orchestra can do.
Absolutely. It's a swinging good time. I mean, you've got the trumpets blaring. We've got a full saxophone section added to the orchestra. I'm bringing up my rhythm section guys from New York City who actually played this concert with me with the New York Pops at Carnegie Hall. So I'm bringing in the great Lee Musiker on piano, for example, who for years was Tony Bennett's pianist. James Saporito on drums, Jeff Carney on bass, who played with Streisand for a number of years as well. So I've got my all-star team coming to Saratoga.
Well, it's Stephen Reinecke conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra at SPAC, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, for a program entitled Sophisticated Ladies. Takes place tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Stephen Reinecke, a great pleasure to have you on the program, and thank you very much for sharing time with us.
Thank you. Looking forward to being back at SPAC.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information about Stephen Reinecke conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra in the program Sophisticated Ladies tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, by going to SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.